The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm great today, Gil. And in the spirit of spring, I thought I'd talk about a few exterior home projects that add value, according to the Cost versus Value report that Remodeling Magazine publishes every year. Now, this report tells you how much you could recoup on average nationally on particular projects, home improvement projects at resale. Now, ultimately, what you recoup depends on your market and your particular project, but the survey can serve as a great approximate gauge.
All right, when I think exterior projects, I'm thinking curb appeal, and I know that did pretty well in the survey this year.
Yes, indeed it did. So let's start with some outdoor things. So let's start with vinyl siding. Based on a specific project in the report, it could recoup almost 73% of its cost at resale. Now, vinyl siding costs about $2 to $6 per square foot installed.
What should homeowners consider, though, if they're replacing vinyl siding?
Well, there's a lot of upside to vinyl siding. It's tough, durable. It will maintain its shape in extreme temps and does a good job of withstanding high winds. And it's widely available in many styles and colors. A good quality vinyl siding is going to last you 30 years or more. It's also lightweight, so installation is relatively quick, and it can be retrofitted over existing siding. The thing about it is those seams can show, though you can, solve that problem by spending the money for extra long panels that will reduce that so you won't see the seams. By the way, ask your contractor to confirm that your product conforms to the American Society for Testing and Materials standard.
Any other kind of siding perform well value-wise in the survey?
Yes, actually, fiber cement siding, which is made from a mixture of wood fibers, cement, clay, and sand. In the survey, it recouped almost 80% of its costs. This has a lot of pluses going for it, too. It can be molded to resemble painted wood, stucco, or masonry. It's termite-proof and fire-resistant, and it's not going to rot. And you can get pre-finished fiber cement that doesn't need painting, but it takes paint well if you decide you want to, change your color. Also, it usually comes with a 30-year warranty. But it's more expensive and much more labor-intensive to install than vinyl.
Why is it more labor-intensive?
It's really heavy, and so it's going to require specialty tools and techniques to put up. And that adds to the labor costs, about 50% more than vinyl. Now, retrofits require a complete tear-off of the old siding, which also adds to cost. So with this, you're looking at about $5 to $9 per square foot installed. One other interesting note, in some areas, fiber cement is considered to be masonry and may qualify you for lower home insurance premiums. So you want to check with your agent.
Oh, I like that. What else we have?
So what says more about your home to visitors than your front door, right? It's the entrance to your home. So a new steel door is a very cost-effective project. The report pegs the national average for return at about 86%. And steel offers the strongest barrier against intruders, though fiberglass and wood are good too. Its typical lifespan under duress is shorter than either fiberglass or wood, interestingly. But fiberglass and wood are typically more expensive. But they're going to make more durable alternatives. So you can find more about all the types of entry doors at houselogic.com/radio. There's a lot to choose from.
It's deck season, of course. So let's talk about decks.
Okay. I love to talk about decks. I love even more to spend time on decks. So.
Exactly. It's better than talking about them.
There you go.
But let's get people out of talking about it for today.
So a deck is a very cost-effective way to increase your living space. If you're handy, a deck using pressure-treated lumber is a good do-it-yourself project, and you'll save up to about 50% compared with using a pro. Now, the Cost versus Value report says that a 16 by 20-foot deck made of pressure-treated wood can return on average 77% nationally. We have a slideshow with lots of deck ideas at houselogic.com/radio. And if we have time, Gail, I'd love to mention one more good project for value and curb appeal.
Sure, go ahead.
Replacing an old garage door. The survey looked at a steel garage door replacement project, and on average, you could recoup potentially 76% of your costs. Other material options include aluminum or wood, which come at a variety of price points. a key thing to keep in mind, whatever type of door you decide to put on, whatever type of material, is make sure you get one that suits the style of your house. For example, if you live in a craftsman bungalow, you might want something that looks like the swing-out, you know, doors found on garages in early craftsman houses.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be careful about that. And manufacturers of roll-up doors, which are the most popular type today, they make them in styles that mimic the old swing doors. You can get all kinds of colors. You can get all kinds of trims. So lots of fun to be had there.
All right, good. More good projects to do that will help the value of our house. Pamela Gertz-Cabotti of HouseLogic.com. And for more on exterior projects that add value, visit HouseLogic.com/radio. And Pamela, I take it you can still follow House Logic on Facebook.
You can. You can. And Gil, I'll see you later on the deck, right?
There you go. Take care, Pamela. See you next week.
You too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.